What do you say when you hear that some people, or maybe they say it to you, what do you say when people say that the Holocaust never happened?
It makes me angry and annoyed. And I tell them, you know, I show pictures if they do, but our division was invited to the opening of the Holocaust Museum in Washington. My daughter at that time lived in Maryland, you know, so I went there and took her, in fact. We went to the opening, President Clinton spoke and Elie Wiesel and others, and it was raining, a nasty day. And I remember outside where the speakers were, there were about a dozen porta-johns. And naturally I had to go, I bought hot chocolate, that's what it was. It was a cold, nasty day. And I saw right by there, they were picketing. They had signs, the skinheads, the neo-Nazis, and they had signs, 6 million lies, Jews are cockroaches. And they were walking right alongside the porta-johns. So I went over to a cop. I showed him I had the pictures, my pictures. And I says, I'd like to show them these pictures to show them that it happened. Naturally, I couldn't do it. And I said, I feel like going over and punching him in the nose too. And I asked the cop, how come you got him walking alongside the porta-johns? I says, that's very appropriate with the rest of the crap, I said. But it was just a side look. But it is sickening. These people, they know what happened. They believe it, but they don't want, but they want to, they're glad it happened. And they want people to think, you know, the Jews are 6 million cockroaches, lies. But so there are people like that still in America. Well, where I lived in this Ridgewood area in Brooklyn, where I lived, it was on the border of Queens. They had a Nazi party there, a Nazi group. They used to walk around in brown shirts with swastikas, you know, and there was a social democratic club, old Germans. They were my father's friends, they were.
That was back in the 30s?
Yeah, 30s, early 40s. They broke their window all the time. They were roaming the streets. People don't realize, but we had Nazis. There was a fascist group in this country. You heard of Father Coughlin. There was the American First group. They were really, you know, a fascist group. They were what we'd call Nazis today. In those days. Father Coughlin, and did you ever hear of him? He had a radio program, a social justice, he called it, with a newspaper. And he was very progressive at first, you know, social justice. Little by little, he came out how anti-Semitic he was. In fact, the Pope, the papacy shut him up. He was, I don't know if he was defrocked, but he was sent to Siberia somewhere in America. But it was an active group. It was a lot of anti-Semitism, and the country was on the brink. It could have gone far. People don't realize it, but it's a good thing someone like Roosevelt came along and then balanced, but there was a lot of fascism. In fact, there was a book by Sinclair Lewis, It Can Happen Here. You might want to get a hold of it and read it, how, you know, what happened with a fascist Nazi group took over. I think his name was Winthrop. I don't know how I remember, but I think.
Good memory.
It's amazing how I remember certain things, but I forgot to take out the garbage this morning. All right.